one building for an Orbifarm technology needs 30,000 square meters, and it's equivalent to 500,000 square meters of agricultural land, and will feed a small city of 155,000 inhabitants with protein for 1 year.
My name is Patrick Hübscher, and this is Circularity FM, the podcast about understanding, building, and managing circular business models. Welcome to the key talks of Circulace Summit 2024. Circulace is a leading circular economy network driving innovation and collaboration across industries. Before we start, I have an offer for you. If you're looking for an actionable one-pager of the following talk, sign up for the newsletter at www.circularity.fm. Let's start with the speaker presentation provided by the moderator, Laurent Frédéric Lohmann from 4P Capital.
7 times 7, we've had 6. So this is going to be the last, but not least, certainly. Next up, we have Anja Brachmüller. Anja Brachmüller has 15 years of procurement experience in the national and international field of sustainable and organic foods, first as a manager and later in leadership roles. Today, she is the COO of Vegans Group and serves on its board of directors. And from my girlfriend, thank you so much for your work. And please, Anja, welcome on stage.
Hello, thank you for having me. So I will make it short, the long story of vegans, and I take you onto a journey how we developed from a supermarket 13 years ago to an innovative food tech company. Founded 2011 as a supermarket, becoming a wholesaler due to the big assortment we had from all over the world, and then established own products under the Vegans brand 2016, and we're used to have product created inside and product concepts and to have them produced by third parties. Until one product came across 2019 from a very small supplier in Berlin. It was a cheese alternative on cashew basis. And it was so a top-selling product in our own supermarket. And we employed that guy and went, according to our strategy, to the dairy industry and asked for production capacities. And if they are brave to create cheese or produce cheese for us from cashew nuts. And nobody wanted to work with us, and nobody wanted to process it or to think only about it. And then we went home and decided, okay, well, if nobody wanted to produce it for us, we have to do it by our own, and we did. So we are a 100% purpose-driven company. We offer products from breakfast to dinner, and we are available where our customers are in the DACH region. This is an overview I brought along with our own 3 factories in Austria, Spielberg, and Cuxhaven for our 2 cheese factories. Our headquarters is located in the south of Berlin, Ludwigsfelde, where we are producing our meat alternatives and milk. We have 4 brands and 14 products in between produced by our own in these 3 factories. I just tell you shortly about our brand. So Vegans is pretty popular for its sweets and snacks assortment, produced by third parties. Happy Cheese, our cheese alternative for the organic shops. Milk, by the way, we are printing oat milk in Ludwigsfelde. That's pretty crazy. These are 5 liters of oat milk. But that would be another story, a very long story. Let's talk about Peace on Earth. It's our meat alternative brand, and it's that one. It's a minced meat and very new in the supermarkets. But first of all, why we are talking about meat. The meat alternative sector is the largest by sales in Germany. And it's popular at consumers, and Germans loves it because for its animal welfare, for health reasons, and for its environmental better impact. So these are our latest babies. We have mincemeat available, steaks and chicken pieces. It serves a lot of protein compared to the conventional counterpart. It is dry. It has an extreme long shelf life, more than 2 years. Don't need a cooling and is versatile applicable. So, but our challenge was a regional supply chain, because when we decided to produce peas in our meat alternatives, we wanted to have the supply chain as sustainable and regional as possible. And we looked in our region to find farmers who wanted to supply us with pea. And nobody wanted to work with us, because they didn't want the dependency with one crop and on one company. So we looked into several vertical and indoor farming models and met on that way Fraunhofer Institute. They had in their company in Aachen already technology, but it wasn't used for years. And they were used to have salads and herbs on their technology farmed. But they searched for a long time an industrial commercial partner who realized and bring their idea to life. And there was vegans at the moment on the floor, and we decided to work together. But we challenged them and asked them, or gave them the order, to make peace on that technology available. And they took that challenge, and we did it. But how is that Orbi Farm and technology working? So you see here a slow-moving conveyor belt where the seeds are getting inside here on the beginning, and you can harvest on the end of that slow-moving conveyor belt. In between the hills is lighting, and from below there is a water source through an aeroponic system where we only need 5% of the water, which is usually used in agricultural land. So, and I need to look at the time, and I need to be faster. So here you see the results of a couple of months' work. The first two pictures are standard peas. They reach 2 meters high and are not possible to grow on an Orbi Farm technology. And the third and fourth picture is the result of own vegan's pea created by Fraunhofer Institute. Everything is patented, and the next step is the industrial scale-up, and we are no specialist in machines or construction. We gave our license to use that patents to plan, construct, and sell these kind of industrial Orbi farms. Just to give you some figures, one building for an Orbi farm technology needs 30,000 square meters, and it's equivalent to 500,000 square meters of agricultural land, and will feed a small city of 155,000 inhabitants with protein for 1 year. It's independent and secures for all regions of the world, especially for regions that currently have little agricultural land or conditions, weather conditions or no water. Staple foods can be grown and made available anywhere. Peas is just the beginning. We are already working on beans and chicken. No pesticides are required. And I think we all could live without salad, but not without protein. Thank you.
Thank you very much. I'm just going to steal this, if that's fine. Anya, one question for you. Also a big picture question, because we love those today. What is the next F&B product we need to substitute, but are currently not doing a great job substituting?
I think protein is just a big business, and we are just at the beginning. I think we still need 2 years to have it industrialized and to really work with the raw material in our own production in Ludwigsfelde. So this will be a big deal and keeps us busy. And then think on all other cash crops which could be grown into the vertical farming model. So I think that would be one solution.
All right. Get growing, people. Thank you very much.
This was one out of 8 episodes from Circulate Summit 2024 in Munich, Germany. If you want to get the actionable one-pager from this talk, sign up to the Circularity FM newsletter. You can find it at www.circularity.fm. Let's drive a profitable circular economy. And please don't forget, the most abundant renewable resource is your imagination.
My name is Patrick Hübscher, and this is Circularity FM, the podcast about understanding, building, and managing circular business models.